Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Making Eight Radio Show. I'm the Wild Man Rip Copeland on the air with you tonight. I got my partners with me tonight, Chris Sneaky Wilson. He's on the air. You there, Chris?
Yeah, good evening in there, Rip. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, if I was doing any better, I'd have to sit on both hands, keep from waving at everybody.
Well, you sound like you're doing pretty good then. I say I've got everybody with us tonight. Right now we got one AWOL. Scott, Making Eight himself, is on the road. Last week it was kind of you two were out having some fun, and I was at home cleaning out and mucking stalls and stretching wire and fences and everything. And this week it's you and me and the boss is out having some fun this week.
I guess that's the privileges of being a boss.
I guess so. Well, we want to welcome everybody in here tonight and let you know that we are here to talk rodeo, any aspect of it that you want to, bull riding. We cover it all. We are not discriminatory. We want to talk about each event that there is out there. If you do want to give us a call and speak with us on the air tonight, let me give you the number to write down. It's going to be 646-915-9940. Now we've got several things to talk about tonight. We've got some stuff going on that's come up here at the last minute. I want to make mention of that. We are going to have a show Sunday, this coming Sunday. I believe that's going to be the 1st of March. I don't have a calendar in front of me, Sneak.
I believe it is.
It will be this Sunday at 1:30 Central Time. I guess that's going to make it 2:30 on the East Coast, and if we're going out further west, I'm not real good with time zones. So 1:30 Central Time. You going to be able to be in there with us, Sneak?
Oh, yeah, and that'll be 11:30 out there in California for the sunny cowboys out there.
All right, did you have to take your boots off to get all that counted up and averaged out and everything?
Yeah, matter of fact, I do, you know.
Ran
good thing I don't
finger.
Have a wife because I had them propped up on the desk here.
Sneaky. Last week we somebody made a wager, and I think it was me that brought it up, but we got to talking about our tailgate parties and some of the stuff that we were going to be doing at them. And for those of you that weren't with us last week, what our intentions are. And what we're going to do, it's not just intentions, it's just getting everything in place where we can start doing it. We are going to be at some of the rodeos and bull ridings out and about in the area, and we're going to have a tent set up, and it's going to be kind of like a hospitality area, and we're going to invite fans to come by, get to know us, talk with us, get to know the bull riders, and hopefully some stock contractors and bullfighters and clowns are going to be hanging out with us. And the boss, my understanding is, has I'm assuming, since we're first class in this ordeal, it's a 50-inch flat screen. Do you know anything about it, Sneaky?
I hadn't heard him say what size television it is, to be honest. Y'all kind of tricked me on it. I thought we were doing this for the real deal. I didn't know it was a video game until after I done said yes to it. So y'all kind of tricked me in on that one.
Well, you know, you're giving your word. Cowboy always keeps his word, so I don't need to go any further with that right there.
No, I'm gonna hang in there, and I may be the low man on the totem pole, but I'll sure give it a shot.
And what we're talking about is we're gonna have Out of the Chute, the new bull riding game that's out, and we're gonna be inviting some of the fans in to play it, and we're gonna be playing it with y'all against bull riders and stuff like that. And I made the wager to Sneaky last week, and it just built off of that I told Sneaky that I could beat him, and then he wanted to get the boss involved in it, which I thought that was a good idea, because if this thing ends up being money, he's probably got more money than both of us have got. So if we could win it, we might come out on top with that deal.
Yeah, that would be good. I need a little change in my pocket these days.
Tell me about it. The announcing business is kind of slow right now. As far as I'm going.
I hear you. But we've also got a lot of upcoming rodeos, you know, we need to be talking about, and, you know, letting our fans and listeners know about. And, you know, we're just going to have a good time tonight, I believe.
Yeah. Now, the boss, even though he is out of the studios tonight, he is out doing some work, but the part of the work he's doing now, and don't get me wrong, this is fun stuff, sitting around talking with you, Sneak, talking with the fans, talking about rodeos and bull ridings and stuff, but he was actually out, the last I heard, at a practice pen, but when we can find him, he's out traveling the highways and byways right now, and when we can find him and get him on here to do a little bit of work and earn his paycheck for the night, we'll let him talk about what's going on down there where he's at. I think he's roaming Florida. You know, that's really beats all, doesn't it, having to be in Florida and working.
Yeah, that's just not fair. What's this about a paycheck?
Well, I said he gets paycheck.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say we did. And he's probably cringing at that right now, too, if he can hear what we're talking about. But
More than likely.
But anyway, yeah, we got a lot of stuff we want to talk about. Scott's out dealing with some SSBR, Southern States Bull Riding stuff. And just a reminder, we've got the website up, and it's working real well now. We got some information on there. Got the storefront up. Got some stuff on the store. They got some neat looking stuff in the store I'm excited about. When I get some extra money in my back pocket, I saw some stuff in there that I wanted to get a hold of.
I'm not even going to ask what. I've seen some of the stuff in there.
Look, you're the man that wears makeup in the group, not me. So I'm not looking at that stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll let that go. But we do want you to go by the website. It's up and running, looking good now. You're going to go to making8.com, and it's got all the tabs on there for the M80 store. Or the M8 store. We've got some riders that have a couple of riders profiles on there now that have joined on with us. So, want the fans to check that out, and we'll get Scott on the line and get him to work, and we'll talk a little bit more about the riders that we've got on there. But for right now, you've got the Wild Man Rip Copeland and Sneaky Wilson. We're both Mississippi Cowboys. We're happy to have you along. Sneak, what you got going on? What you been up to?
Oh, just working a little bit, trying to stay out of trouble, and you know, just making plans on going to the SSBR up in Laurel, Mississippi this coming weekend, and hanging out up there for a little while, and probably Saturday during the daytime, I'm gonna make the Hattiesburg High School rodeo and see what's going on over there, and talk to a few folks, and you know, pass the word out about making eight there.
Right.
About yourself?
My phone was popping. I couldn't hear you there, Sneak.
I asked what you're going to be up to this weekend.
Well, Funny you should ask that, because I have an SSBR NABA that I'm going to be at this weekend. It's going to be down in Greenwood, Mississippi. So I'm going to be traveling down there, hopefully be back behind the chutes, get to talk to some bull riders, spread the word about making eight, talk to some stock contractors, you know, get in there and talk with the fans that come out to see the shows. We definitely want them on board with this too. You know, this is all interactive. You know, we want the fans to get in with the bull riders, to learn about them, be able to talk to them, shake hands with them, as well as the contract acts, you know, the bullfighters, the clowns, the rodeo announcers, all that stuff. You know, we want them to find out about all aspects of the rodeo world.
Yeah, that's one of the main things that we're wanting to do, is to educate the people out there about rodeo, you know, any aspect, from the bull riding, which is always everybody's favorite, to the barrel racing, which is my favorite, and you know, the team roping, saddle bronc, you know, just educate the people what rodeo is all about.
Right. You said you had a Mississippi High School Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, it's Friday, Saturday, and I do believe Sunday here in Hattiesburg, down here close to where I live, and they're going to be having the high school rodeo, and I ask everybody if they're around, you know, go out to it and support these young cowboys and cowgirls that are, you know, trying to make a name for themselves, learning the sport and coming up in it. You know, because this is the future of, you know, not only the sport of rodeo, but everybody's future coming up through here. And, you know, anything to do with kids, I just want people to get out and do as much as they can. And, you know, if it's just sit there and watch them and clap their hands and support them, you know, go for it. Let's do it for them.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, it's like the National Little Britches Rodeo Association, there you go, I got my tang tangled up now, says, you know, National Little Britches, it's where the legends begin. You know, that's the stars of tomorrow. They got to start out somewhere, and they start out at these little britches. They start out in the high school rodeos, the junior bull riding, stuff like that. And we need, as the adults in this world, we need to get out and support these kids, let them know that we're behind them 100% on this, and help them out in any way we can.
You got that right. We need to support you. And, yeah, and I hate to get off the subject of rodeo, but if, you know, if it's the soccer, if it's football, let's support these kids. You know, that's, I'm all about the kids these days. And,
well,
go right ahead.
You're right, Sneak. I mean, and of course, we're mainly talking about rodeo and bull ridings and that stuff here. But it's no matter what they're doing, the soccer, like you say, the football, baseball, basketball, we need to get out and support them, because they're the future of this country. They're the next presidents. They're the next CEOs, you know. So we need to help them and encourage them all we can.
Yeah, that we do. But, you know, I guess now as good a time as any. You know, we've got a couple of rodeos coming up here in Mississippi. You know, not only the two SSBRs, but in March 5th and 6th, we've got a tri-state rodeo down in Liberty, Mississippi, that, you know, that's coming up. And we've got the SSBR, and I believe it's co-sanctioned with NABA up in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken.
That, you're right on that. It is March 6th and 7th, Philadelphia, Mississippi, SSBR, NABA co-sanctioned bull riding. And hopefully, maybe it'll work out if we hadn't got separate stuff going on that he wants to send us out to. Maybe we can get together at that one. Maybe he'll let us go to that one together.
Yeah, isn't there a casino in Philadelphia?
There probably is one or two, but in my lifetime, they've probably gotten about $35 of my money, and I figured out real quick that I was not a professional gambler, and I wasn't going to make a living that way.
You're $10 up on me, so, yeah. I like to hang on to my money, so I walk around and look at the waitresses.
That I like to walk around and watch. I'm a people watcher. I go into them and watch the people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I hear you. I was doing something earlier today, and I got on the PRCA website and was looking at the world standings, and I was just astounded. you know, when I, years ago, when was riding bulls and bucking horses, you know, the money that's, how much the money has changed in the sport of rodeo. Yeah, I was sitting here looking at, here it is just the end of February, and the guy leading the bull riding in PRCA right now has done made over $46,000 for the year in 2 months' time.
Wow.
And that just amazed me that, you know, that PRCA and has stepped up and these guys are making this kind of money these days.
That's amazing. Don't, you know, I wish that when I was into the sport, as far as the riding part of it, I wish that the payouts would have been like that.
And I wish I was J.W. Harris today.
Tell me about it, or at least his riding partner anyway.
Yeah,
his traveling partner.
You.
Maybe he'd buy me a supper or two. But you know, the sport has definitely progressed a whole lot over the past, I'm going to say, 10 years or so, you know.
Yeah.
They've gotten the money up. You just look what they do with the Houston Rodeo. I mean, you know, if you win one round there, you can walk away with enough money to qualify for the NFR.
Yeah, and if I am not mistaken, Houston is coming up here in a week or two.
It should be. And if I'm not mistaken, Houston is generally on pay-per-view.
Well, I guess I'm going to go broke here for too long.
Well, I generally catch every night of it. That'll give us something good to talk about. Maybe we can sit back one night while we're on the air and watch the Houston Rodeo, and I can work on my announcing skills on the air, and we'll call it.
There you go. Matter of fact, it starts March 3rd and goes through the 21st.
That's not too far off then, is it?
No, that's coming right up. That should be this coming Monday, I believe, when it starts out.
Yep.
So, we'll be
keeping an eye on that. We'll be talking about that some, I'm sure. You were talking about some upcoming rodeos in Mississippi. There's one that I definitely want to mention before we stop talking about upcoming rodeos, which we won't be doing that anytime soon since we still have an hour and 12 minutes on the show. But the Bill Lipscomb Memorial Rodeo this Saturday night in Batesville at the Civic Center. The doors are going to open up at 6:30. Show time's at 7:30, so if we got any listeners, it's going to be in the Batesville, Mississippi area. Stop in the Batesville Civic Center. It's a new center. It's a nice center. It's really, really a good place to go sit and got comfortable seats in it. I can vouch for it. But the 28th, the Bill Lipscomb Memorial's coming up.
That's in your hometown there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. If I'm not mistaken, this is the 8th annual Bill Lipscomb Memorial Rodeo, and they have some good local cowboys and cowgirls in it, but they also have some, you know, out of Arkansas, Oklahoma, parts of Texas that come in for this thing. So, you know, we have a pretty good crowd of cowboys there.
Now, is that rodeo sanctioned by any association, or is it an open show, or?
I believe. I'm pretty sure it's open show. I don't want to lie, but I'm thinking that in the past it has been an open show.
Yeah, and maybe we need to explain to some of our listeners, you know, what the deal on open rodeo is. You know, because I know some of our fans, and this goes back to our education. You know, they're all familiar with the big names, the PBR, the PRCA, and such as that. But the open rodeos is usually a non-sanctioned rodeo. It's pretty much open to everybody that wants to come and enter. And, you see a lot of up-and-comings at these rodeos. And from time to time, you'll even see a big name walk into one of them. Things like those, you might see Chance Smart come up there and enter up, you know, if he doesn't have anything off or he wants to be close to home. So, they're good shows to go to, support your local talent, and you're even liable to run into a big name standing out there.
That's exactly right. I've seen a lot of big names just at some of the local rodeos going on around, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, and those areas. Those they're looking to get on something and perfect their skills, and that's how they do it. They go when there's not a big show going on, they go to these little hometown rodeos and do it.
Yeah, and try to put a little change in their pocket, and they want to be close to home, try to make a little money, get on something, stay in shape, and and just get out and have a little fun.
Right, right. Okay. I am experiencing some technical. There it comes. All right, we're back up now. Okay. I tell you what, Sneak. My computer screen just blinked in front of me. So let's take a break and see if we can find Scott. And we're gonna listen to a little music right now. You were talking about a little bit earlier about how the bull riding is being everybody's favorite event and everything, and it mainly is. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm a barrel racing fan myself because I love those lightning fast horses and those pretty cowgirls out there riding. So we're gonna listen to a little "Cowgirls Don't Cry" by Brooks and Dunn, and we'll be back in just a minute.
I don't know how many times he taught her a lesson that she learned, maybe a little too well. Cowgirls don't cry. Rise, baby, rise. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough you're gonna know why. It's gonna started coming home late at night. She didn't let him see it break her heart. She didn't let him see her fall apart. 'Cause cowgirls don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life are gonna show you in time. Soon enough come home. This is it. I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. The last words that he said, cowgirl, don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life sure us all in time. Too soon, gotta let you know why. If you fall, get right back home. The good Lord calls everybody home. Cowgirl, don't cry.
Welcome back into the Making Eight radio show. Glad to have you in with us tonight. And Sneaky, Man. Boy, Scott knew what night to take off and go run up and down the roads. I'm thinking he's doing this on purpose just to see how I'm going to act under pressure. I'm not for sure, but this is hilarious, man.
You think you sabotaged the switchboard, huh?
I don't know. Oh, golly. Well, I do have a line on him, I think. I think I have found him out running up and down the highways and byways, so I'm gonna see if we can get him on here. Hey, boss, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Rip. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. There's absolutely nothing else that can happen to us tonight that has not already happened.
Don't say that, man. Don't say that, because just when you say that, something else will come up. You know that's going to happen now. Well, let me tell you guys, I've been traveling up and down this rodeo road and loving every minute of it, man. It is great. I feel like I'm back home and, you know, like I was back on the circuits. You know, the last 2 days have been fun. We've gotten out to a lot of practice pens. We got to talk to a lot of cowboys, a lot of up-and-coming riders, as well as some seasoned riders within the SSBR and a lot of guys in PRCA as well. So we have had a great time these last couple days. I know y'all have just been miserable without me. I could tell by the beginning of the show, and I, of course, I was listening now. And we do have to set a few things straight now, fellas. Now, Sneaky, this goes for you too. I'm not the boss. I can't be the boss. Y'all know that there's always behind every cowboy, there's always a better cowgirl. So when y'all refer to the boss, I keep looking around for my wife and keep wondering where she's at, because she's the boss. So when it comes to y'all's paychecks, she handles the complaint department too, okay?
Okay, all right. I knew all of that ribbing that we were doing was going to come back to haunt us.
Yes, sir. Well, you know it would. And, as far as the TV goes, now we don't have a huge TV. I believe it's around a 20-inch, something like that, that we have set up for the out of the chute bull riding game. But from what I heard, I believe that you and Sneaky were going to head off to Philadelphia and make some money. So in the casinos. And so I expect that you guys will have a big screen TV set up for us.
Now, if you're waiting on me to win in the casinos and get us a big screen TV, we better stick with that smaller one.
Well, now Sneaky was saying that he had his he kind of had a gambling hand there, so we're counting on you, Sneaky.
No, I've just lost 10 more dollars than he has is all I meant by it.
Well, let me tell you, fellas, a little bit about what we had going on down here. We had a chance to go out and hit a practice pen right over in Tampa at Remington Rough Stock Arena. It's a great place. They have some great stock. Matter of fact, last few years they've brought down a couple of their bulls to the PBR events here in town. So you know they're big names, but these bulls are out every weekend bucking, usually in different areas, you know, with different associations, a lot of them with the PRCA and things like that down here in Florida. We got a chance to sit down with Corey Costa, who's in charge of Remington Rough Stock, and had a great time down there at his place. Got to sit around and talk a lot of rodeos and talk a lot of bull riding. You know, they had a lot of seasoned veteran guys down there, you know, just at the practice pens getting ready for this weekend. You know, a lot of them are headed up y'all's way up there in Mississippi this weekend, and then they're going to be back down here Sunday in Fellsmere, which is where I'm going to be on Sunday. So
okay. We
are certainly excited about what's going on.
Well, it sounds like we all have a big weekend ahead of us then.
Yes, sir. Most definitely. Most definitely. We are, you know, we're really excited about what's been happening. I don't know what kind of technical difficulties we got going on with Blog Talk tonight, but we're gonna work through them. And you know, We still got a lot of PBR talk about too. I don't know if you guys had a chance to sit down and watch any PBR going on this past weekend, but I watched some great bull riding, and was pretty excited about it. We just left, before I get on that, we just left the C.J. Brown's place up in Haines City, Florida, and like I said, I am traveling down the rodeo road right now. Had one of our newest members, one of our team members that we really want to welcome in, Jimmy Bennett, won the brightest upcoming bull riders I've seen in a while. He's got a lot of try, younger kid, 19, ready to get it on in the higher ranks. He's been running the SSBR for a couple of years now, been doing a lot of PRCA events and, getting his way up there. So, we're really proud to have him as an official team member, and definitely want to welcome him in. So if you fans out there listening, if you get a chance, go to our riders page and check out the riders we've got coming up. I think you'll find a lot of interesting things about them. You'll be able to find out kind of who they are and where they're from, and then be able to get in contact with them directly as well. They have MySpace and they have email addresses set up through Macon 8. So make sure you guys get a chance to do that. I don't know. Do we lose Rip for the evening, or is he still there?
No, I'm still here with you. I'm still recovering from our technical difficulties a while ago.
All right, man. Well, hey, Rip, one of the things I did want to touch on, too, I don't know, have you guys gotten any callers yet?
No, we have not. No callers on the line yet. Let me give the number out real quick one more time, Scott, before we start talking about something. 646-915-9940. If you want to get on there and talk with us about rodeo, bull riding, we'll talk any aspect of it with you. Feel free to call us.
There you go. Well, hey, listen, guys, we're just down there at C.J. Brown's, and it was funny, you all were talking about the high school rodeo associations and really promoting them. C.J. Brown was actually, up until the last couple of years, he was the president of the Florida High School Rodeo Association, so he ran all that. And him and his wife, and they are dear, dear friends and good people. They put a lot of effort into building that Florida High School Rodeo Association, which is where, you see a lot of these up and coming guys, Brian Corson, Caleb Sanderson, who's one of the he's right now, I believe he's on the Challenger Series and the Enterprise. I believe he's got enough money for the next cut that he may be in the Bill Ford Tough Series. So he's one of the biggest Florida Cowboys coming up. But you got Florida Cowboys like Jimmy Lathrow and several others that are running in the SSBR circuits. These guys are still putting in money, and they're winning within the PBR tours as well. So definitely want to keep your eyes out for them Florida Cowboys, because I'm telling you, they say that, only Oklahoma and Texas and, I don't know, something about a few Mississippi Cowboys can raise, run some rodeos. But, I'll be honest with you, I think them Florida Cowboys are coming up.
Oh, yeah, there's been, several great bull riders come out of Florida. And there's a lot of other states that they've come out of, and different associations. And, they could hang with just about anybody, anywhere, anytime. So, you got to tip your hat to some of them boys down south, down there.
That's right. excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. A lot of people are mistaken. Have the idea that to be a cowboy, you've got to be from the West. And, we all three know that that's not true. Cowboying is a state of mind. It's in your heart. So we got some pretty good bull riders and rodeo people on the east side of the Mississippi just as well as they do on the west side of the Mississippi.
Yes, sir. There's no doubt about that. Well, I'll tell you what, fellas, I had an opportunity to sit down, and there's a lot of younger kids out there, these practice pens, getting on, and they got so much try. I'll tell you what, I was ready to go strap on some spurs myself. I was ready to get down to it. It was hard not to, I can tell you that. Jimmy Bennett actually, he rode down to CJ's place with me tonight. we ended up having to leave a little early. He took a pretty good shot to the rib area. So I believe he's going to head down and hit some x-rays before he hits this rodeo this weekend. But, you know, we saw a lot of younger cowboys and got to really work with them a lot, you know, kind of get them over that first step. But, you know, a few of them fellas, you know, they've never been on bulls in their lives, you know, and they got so much try, so much effort that, you know, I would expect one or two of them at least, you know, start popping up in some of these other circuits here, you know, over the next couple of years. So keep your eyes out, fellas. Florida's full of them, you know, and now these practice pens are opening up a little bit more. Corey Costa just opened his up again a few weeks ago. And, you know, so we got several bucking pens, you know, practice pens here within the areas. I'm loving it. You know, I'm in the great state. You know, I'll tell you what, it ain't nothing better than getting out there and not having to worry about throwing on a jacket down there. So I know you guys must be a little chilly up that way, but we're enjoying this beautiful sunny Florida weather, and we're making the best of it.
Rub it in.
Yeah, rub it in. That's it's kind of chilly up here in the northern part of Mississippi.
No doubt. Hey, I'm sure of that.
Hey, Scott, did you say that y'all were at Remington Rough Stop?
Yes, sir.
Their announcer didn't happen to be there. Chrissy, did she? They have a female announcer down there, I believe, that's calling some SSBRs, and she's a friend of mine. Just wondering, and I just put two and two together when you were talking about that a while ago.
Really?
Unfortunately, I
don't believe she was there, Rip. You know, I didn't happen to run into her. Now, I'll tell you, their practice pen, it looked, when I pulled in that arena, it looked like I was going to a daggone rodeo. I mean, there were so many people packed up in there. But, you know, that's because everybody was really looking to get on his bulls. He's got a lot of really good bulls. You know, not just them hop skippers. He's got a lot that'll turn right back in the chute. So it was worth being down there for. But now I didn't have a chance to run into her. But I'll keep my eyes open for sure.
Well, keep your eyes open for her. Name's Chrissy, and get her on with us on Making Eight.
Yes, sir. Sure will.
And when we were talking on the phone earlier, while you were back there. pulling ropes and helping the younger riders out. I mean, I was listening while you were on the phone, and you'd tell me to hold on a minute, and you were helping. I heard you talking with some of the guys and congratulating some of the guys, and it did. I mean, it sounded like y'all had a lot of folks out there for this thing.
Yes, sir. These practice pens, let me tell you, these, you know, if you're going to be a bull rider, and you're going to be a good bull rider, you're going to be out at these practice pens every week, every day. I mean, they just bucked out at Corey's place last night over here in Tampa, and a lot of these guys made their way up to Haines City tonight to get on those bulls again. You know, they're mixing it up, trying to get on as many bulls as they can throughout the week so they can get ready to go. And that's how you know, if you want to be a rider like a rider that's up there in the PBR and the Bill Ford Tough Series, this is how you're going to do it. And getting out these practice pens are where it's at. And like I said, we really enjoyed ourselves out there getting to talk with a lot of them, getting to talk with the stock contractors again and find out where they were looking. You know, these smaller rodeos are hurting. You know, they're hurting to get fans out there. You know, and we want to try to help them the best we can. We really want to get these fans in place. That's why we're going to really kick off these tailgate parties. And, you know, I don't know. Now, we really didn't get in the whole wager bit. I know we're still going to try to get some callers in, give us some, you know, some recommendations on some wagers between the three of us. But, you know, I know myself personally, you know, we can't do the whole makeup thing because I know Sneaky, he just loves wearing makeup. I think he walks around with lipstick on. So
I got an eyeliner pencil just for you, Scott.
I'm sure you do. So, you know, we'll try to mix it up one way or another, but, you know, we'll get these wagers set up. We got to get these fans involved. You know, that's where we know that, I mean, that's what makes the show is having the fans out there in the stands. And, you know, I know when I was a cowboy, I got bucked off more times than I rode. You know, and I won't lie to you, but you know, to get that round of applause from those fans in that stand really kind of helps make ease the pain a little bit, you know. That's all I was going home with. You know, I dropped all that money to ride them bulls and traveled all that way, and that's all I was going home with is a round of applause. So we got to get them fans involved out there cheering on them Cowboys.
That's right, Scott. You know, and that's why from the announcer side of it, you know, when and it goes back to the education part of it, when a rider gets bucked off or they a calf roper misses a steer or a calf or a bulldogger misses a steer or a barrel racer knocks a barrel or two over, that's why as an announcer, you know, we try to get the fans to cheer them on, clap them on because, you know, more than likely, if you've knocked a barrel over or you've got, obviously, if you've gotten bucked off, you're not carrying home paycheck that night. And that's all you've got to carry home is those fans' appreciation for you getting out there and doing your job that night and putting on a show for them.
That's true because, you know, the only thing they're really going to be carrying home after that is, you know, swallowing a little bit of pride and a couple of gas bills.
Yeah, that's about right. Well, I know I did that many times myself. You know, you drive 5, 6, 7 hours, drop in on a rodeo, get bucked off, and walk away empty-handed. You know, but you know, there's no give up in those Cowboys either, and that's why you know that's what we're here for. That's what we really want to be involved with. We want to be able to help them get down them roads a little bit easier. You know, but the one way we're going to do that is get these fans involved. So, hey, if you guys are out there listening, 646-915-9940, make sure you give us a call. Sit back with us, talk some rodeo, let us know what's going on in your area because we'll be happy to talk about it. And I know Rip, he can talk, let me tell you.
Well, that's what I like doing is talking. And we've got 3 phone lines open right now, so we've got plenty of room for some people to call in. Going back to the wager thing, Scott, you know, I know we hadn't got a lot of feedback on it. We did get a little feedback. Somebody brought up the idea of the of a picture getting taken in a dress and put on the website. But, you know, I'm afraid Sneaky might not mind that too much. You know, he is the makeup man in the group. So, you know,
yes, sir,
I don't know about putting the dress on. We may have to come up with something else. He may try to lose on purpose if we did that.
You know what? I'm kind of, you know, of course, the way he started talking out of this whole out-of-the-shoot wager thing, thinking it was a real ride, you know, I think he's just pulling our chain. I think that's what's going to happen is he's going to try to make him lose. So we got to come up with some other alternatives here for this wager.
Hold on. If it's a dress, I'd like to see Scott in a dress, wouldn't you, Rip?
Well, yeah. But that's kind of a loaded question, Sneaky. I don't know how to answer that one.
Just choose your answer wisely, Rip.
That's why I went with this loaded question.
Uh-huh. Well, I will tell you this. I do have the legs for it, I ain't going to lie. But we ain't going to get that far, so I'm not worried about it. But I think Sneaky's liable to lose on purpose just so he can put one on because I know it goes right, real well with his makeup. So that you know he'll fit right in with that. Matter of fact, he may be doing the show in his makeup and his dress right now. I don't know. You know, that's why we never put it on the TV. We never do. We decided we weren't going to do a TV cam episode just for that reason because we were afraid that that Sneaky was going to get on there with his makeup and dress.
Go ahead, Sneak. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say I think we all 3 got the perfect face for radio.
I won't argue that.
all the fans have to do is go to makingeight.com, go to the radio page. Those little side links over there that have our names on them that bring those pictures up. If they'll go look at those, they'll know exactly why we're over the radio and not on TV.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are right about that one.
But we may want to tell the fans out there, you know, if they don't want to call in, Scott, we do have Making 8 email addresses that they can get a hold of us at. Mine is ripc@making8.com. If you got a suggestion on the wager or a suggestion that you want to talk about on the show that you don't want to call in and talk about, feel free to contact me at ripc@making8.com. And y'all are going to have to tell y'all's two addresses. I don't know them.
I think Scott may have to tell mine because I wrote it down and I have yet to be in there.
Man, he's got that short-term memory. I'll tell you, Rip, we can dress him up, but we can't take him anywhere, can we?
I got
old-timer syndrome.
Well, if y'all have some pointers for Sneaky, you know, maybe try to push him along here. You know, y'all can email him at sneaky@making8.com. So that'll be sneaky@making8.com. Ain't that hard to figure out?
Now.
Well, let's hope so. And if y'all want to contact me, you know, our addresses are posted up on the radio page. If y'all click on our profiles, y'all be able to see our email address. But mine is scottmesick@making8.com. So you can get all
Kelly
the information there.
Kelly has done a great job. Kelly has done a great job this past week on that. You're going to have to pat her on the back when you get home, Scott.
Yes, sir. I will certainly do that. I'll pass the word along.
Okay.
You know, she,
Kelly did all that.
Well, no, Kelly didn't do all that.
Okay.
But she sure did have her hand in it.
Okay. All right. She was pushing you along then is what you're saying.
Well, you know, when you got a woman that's darn near 6 foot tall standing behind you with a whip, you're liable to follow her orders.
Oh, she hasn't got the cast iron frying pan yet, huh?
No, she still uses that old whip.
Well, I sent her a frying pan for you.
Oh, did you? Well, I appreciate that, Sneaky. It may have gotten lost in the mail or in the back of my truck or something.
Is that what that hole is in the backyard now?
Yes, sir. I think I went out there and had to bury it. So, Rip, I gotta ask you, man. Are you about ready to take a break?
Yeah, I was just fixing to suggest that my water glass has gotten empty again. I was going to see if you guys wanted to take a break. We're going to listen to a little bit of music here. Remind the call-in number is 646-915-9940. We still got three lines open if anybody wants to get on there and talk to us. And we're going to listen to a little Jason Aldean and some Hicktown. How about that, guys?
There you go.
That'll work.
You like the way that sounds? You can see the neighbor's butt crack, nailing show off in their fancy foreign cars. Out here in the boondocks, we buy beer and Amoco. And crank out Crackle speakers with that country radio. We let it blow. Well, we got the money, let it go.
We're going to welcome y'all back to Making Eight Radio. Believe we got a grip on this thing tonight now, Scott. We've got everything running a little bit smoother than, that's all it took was you calling in and then everything started going a little bit better.
Everything seems to work a little bit better when the boss calls, huh?
That's exactly right.
Oh, we got Kelly on the line.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Sneaky. Actually, she's out at work right now herself. So,
well, you're the one that brought that up earlier, not us. Now, you started all that.
Yeah, I do stand corrected. I do stand corrected. The assistant manager, how's that?
There you go.
There we go.
All right, fellas. Well, hey, listen, I don't know. Did either one of you guys have a chance to check out the PBR event this weekend?
I did not.
Okay. Well, how about Chris Shivers making his 80th 90-point ride?
Oh, man.
How impressive was that?
That was the highlight out of all the things that happened this weekend in the PBR. Chris Shivers making that 80th 90-point ride, and it's like I told you earlier today, Scott, I'd have been happy if I could have made one 90-point ride in my career. And this guy has made 80. That's an outstanding feat in itself right there,
you know
in this sport.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Go ahead, Rip. I'm sorry.
That just goes to show you that you just can't ever count that guy out. I mean, he's, you know, when he has to, he reaches down and he pulls something up like that, and you know, he's not somebody to count out, you know, come the end of the year either.
Now, well, he is definitely in the top 10 right now. And, you know, I'll tell you what, finishing second down there, I was actually pulling for him. Now, I believe it was it Cody Ford that won it, or did he win it 2 weeks ago?
Cody Ford won it Sunday night. He won the Sunday night event.
He won Sunday night's event. Now, there's another, you know, he was just at an SSBR event just 2 weeks ago.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. So for those fans that think that just because they're going to a smaller rodeo that they're not going to see big-time riders or big-time bulls, you got another thing coming. These riders are out there. You know, if they're a little beat up, if they're a little banged up, where they can't ride on the Bill Ford Tough Series, they're out hitting a jackpot rodeo. Or they're hitting a smaller association rodeo. You know, they're still getting on bulls. So don't think for 1 second that just because you're going to a smaller rodeo doesn't mean that you're not going to get some of those big stars there, because they are there. I was just so darn impressed with Chris Shivers, man. You know, he's always been one that's, you know, I've been a fan of. I enjoy watching him ride, especially back in the 90s when he was winning consistently. You know, and even when he fell off, you know, I always thought, you know, really had to root for him. You know, he had a lot of try and he never gives up. And, you know, just seeing him come back at it like he has, especially this past year after he had his neck surgery, coming back with a helmet, you know, he has impressed the heck out of me this year. And he's definitely one to watch for in the finals. So I was really impressed with that. Just like you said, Rip, that was my highlight of the weekend for sure. Is just being able to see him accomplish that. You know, he is a legend, and in the sport. And, you know, I mean, he has really helped build the sport and make it what it is today. You know, so let's, you know, we definitely got to give him the credit for bearing down and really getting a grip. And that falls right back into our whole slogan is, you know, that's what we're doing is getting a grip. And he really has. So, he's gotten his riding career back together and I'm happy for him.
Yeah. I'm gonna back up just one gear there, Scott. You were talking about the bigger guys going to the smaller events and stuff. You know, J.B. Mooney says it in just about every interview that he talks in is you know, that during the week he's either in the practice pen or he's at a small rodeo in the North Carolina area somewhere. You know, perfecting and getting that form right and everything. So you're right about that. You can catch some of these bigger names at smaller rodeos. And somebody else that I've been watching that I don't know if y'all paid attention to him or not, Austin Meyer. You know, he covered all three of his bulls in Anaheim. He wasn't the only one to do it, but he did cover. Austin is one I've been watching. You know, Austin he was kind of shaky there, and then he apparently they hadn't interviewed him on it a whole lot or anything. But he's lost some weight, been working out in the weight room, and gotten a little fitter, and he's making a comeback, y'all.
Yeah, that he is. Yeah, I did see the Anaheim, and seen a couple of the rides he made, and yeah, he's. He's one that can appreciate. For, you know, he'll surprise you from time to time.
Yeah, well, now I believe he did a lot of riding. Didn't he do a lot of riding in the PRCA circuits before he?
Yeah, Austin did. He was in the PRCA. I think at one time you saw him a lot in the Extreme Bulls.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's where his name really stood out with me, and then to see him pop in the PBR, you know, and be so competitive this year, you know, is really impressive. You know, you're definitely right, Rip. He is certainly one to watch. You know, Skeeter Kingslover is another one. You know, I mean, I've been so impressed with his riding. Younger cowboy, you know, he is just bearing down every time he gets on one of them bulls. You know, Ryan Dirt Eater, another one. Now, he's fallen off the last couple weeks here lately, but, you know, he really does, man. Those younger guys, and just like you said, Rip, I mean, with JB and all these other guys, these top-notch bull riders, they are in these smaller rodeos that you go to. And we say smaller, but really, you know, there's no difference between a PBR event and an SSBR or PRCA, you know, in my book, I mean, you can't tell me that there's an amateur bull rider, you know.
Right.
They're getting on the same caliber bulls that you see on TV. They're getting on the exact same bulls that you see on TV, different times, you know, different times in their careers, different days of the week, but they're still getting on them, you know. So there's no way to, you know, the money is bigger there. For the you know, and of course they do have more smoke and glamour that they put on for the TV purposes, you know, of making a PBR, and that's what it is today. But you know, these other rodeos that we're talking about, you know, man, they are just as hot and heavy, and they are just as big in these local areas as any of these PBR events that come through there.
No, that's true. I mean, yeah, the smaller rodeos, I mean, you can see some of the best bull rides that you would actually think should be in the PBR at some of these, you know, your local rodeos, your open rodeos. You know, I have seen some rides that, you know, just totally unbelievable over the years that, you know, if the average person saw, you know, that'd be, you know, why isn't that bull or why isn't that cowboy in PBR or PRCA, you know, and it's just the caliber of the guy at the time. And the bulls that they're getting on. You know, the good bulls bring out the good cowboys.
All right, we still got some lines open. If we got any listeners out there that want to call in, talk to Sneaky, Bullfighter, Scott, former bull rider or myself, Rip, a current announcer, you can give us a call, 646-915-9940. Scott, you were telling me earlier today, Kevin McKinnon, I believe is his name, nicknamed Rooster.
Yes, sir.
He's going to be up at the SSBRs in Mississippi this weekend. Believe you told me he's going to be in Greenwood Friday night. So I'll get to catch him that night. And then Saturday he's going to be down in Laurel. And Sneaky will be able to catch him. And am I right? Is he like number two in SSBR, tied for number two in SSBR right now?
Yeah. Skeeter, I actually ran into him down here at the practice pen. Had a good chance to talk with him for a little bit. He's a great young cowboy. You know, he's been in competition now with the number one rider for the SSBR, Brazilian rider, and they have been going back and forth these last couple weeks, and he has really made it interesting as far as the race goes for first place there. They have been back and forth in exchange. 2 weeks ago, he was in first place, got bucked off this past weekend, and so now fell back to second, but it's any man's game. I mean, the points are so close right now between the two of them that, you know, Rooster can come back and grab it again this week. So he's got three rodeos. He's going to be hitting both the ones Friday and Saturday up in Mississippi, up y'all's way. And then, of course, he's going to be back down here in Fellsmere. Him and his traveling partners are all riding out throughout the night. They're going to be back down here Sunday in Fellsmere. So we're going to have a chance to catch up with him. We'll talk to him about how the Mississippi events went. And, you know, we'll hopefully – you know, find out how he does down there at Fellsmere and be able to report back.
And I went to the SSBR website a while ago. It's SSBR Now is the website. And the front page has got a story about him on there. So if any of the fans are interested in learning just a little bit about Rooster, you can go to the SSBR website, and they've got a story on him on the front page.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look him up because I just want to know how he got the nickname Rooster.
Well, that'd be a good question to ask ask him behind the chutes there this weekend, but he's going to be with me first, so I'll get the scoop first, Sneaky.
Yeah, taking my question. There you go.
I'm not going to do you that way, man. I'll come up with my own question and ask him. But I will tell him to give you a hard time when he's answering that question, though.
Yeah, we need to get him to give Scott a hard time.
Well, I'm sure he does, man. He doesn't sound like he's going to have a problem with that come Sunday. But now, I don't want y'all slipping a couple dollar bills in his pocket to come down here and give me a real hard time, okay? But hey, listen, fellas, I'm going to jump off here real quick. But I'm going to take a short myself, but we're going to be back here in just a minute, okay?
Okay. All right. We'll talk at you in just a little bit. Sneaky?
Yes, sir.
You said earlier that you'd been digging around on some websites, looking around for some stuff that's coming up.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of that right now?
Well, I tell you what, let's, you know, we talked about the ones here in Mississippi. Well, let's step across the river over in Louisiana. Tri-State is actually having a rodeo the 5th and 6th of March over in Crowley, Louisiana. And then March 13th and 14th at the Baton Rouge Shriners Rodeo. Tri-State is putting another show on over there, you know, for our listeners down in Louisiana if they want to step out that way. And, you know, we'll even step down to Florida a little bit, March 5th and through the 7th in Fort Pierce, Florida. And Pendleton, South Carolina is IPRA Rodeos. And for our friends over in Alabama and Huntsville, March 6th through the 8th is the IPRA rodeo. So, yeah, there's several rodeos around, you know, for our listeners to go to. And, you know, we can, if you're in a different area, if you want to call in, we'll be glad to find you a local rodeo in your area. You know, all you got to do is ask. We'll be glad to talk to you, find something that you can step out to and support the cowboys and cowgirls in this sport.
Yeah, definitely don't be shy about calling in and asking us or emailing us and asking us if you don't want to talk to us on the air. The only thing that would make this any better if we were all sitting around a round table drinking a cup of coffee talking about this with the fans.
That's a fact, because I'll drink coffee all day long. And I love to talk rodeo.
That's two of my vices right there, too. My family, it gets to the point where they start doing that eye roll around here sometimes.
Yeah. Break off the subject a little bit and go back to what Scott was talking about, the Southern Cowboys. You know, the guys this side of the river here in the South. Yeah, I was looking on PRCA's website earlier, and the guy sitting in the number three spot for Saddle Bronc, Heath DeMoss, is from Louisiana. And his brother, Cody, is in the top 15 in Saddle Bronc. So, you know, there's a lot of cowboys, you know, from all over the country that are out there. You know, they're not all necessarily from Texas, Oklahoma, Wyoming, you know, Arizona. You know, Heath is a prime example of that. You know, there's some Southern guys out there that are riding good and putting on some rides and making a name for themselves.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that.
And
I agree with you totally.
Yeah, his brother Cody has been to the NFR, I want to say, three times now, and twice he walked out sitting in the number second spot, you know, and that's a mean feat for any cowboy who don't care where you're from, you know, to be able to go to the national finals. And, you know, you may not want to go buckle, but if you're sitting in that second spot, you know, you know you're a heck of a hand.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Did you do some IPRAs just then?
Yeah, I sure did.
Did you? Okay.
The one in Fort Pierce, Florida, which is March 5th through the 7th. And then same weekend in Penton, South Carolina, and Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, and just to brag on Tri-States there a little bit, which are doing several of them over in Louisiana, Tri-State Rodeo is a fairly strong rodeo association in the South and the Southeast. You know, they've got some good stock that they run through there, and they got some good cowboys that they run through there also.
Yeah, and matter of fact, I talked to one of the stock contractors last weekend that I have known for years, Chuck Sullivan. And, yeah, he's got some good stock and puts on, you know, several good shows a year. And he's actually a growing stock contractor. He's only been a stock contractor for about 3 years now, I believe.
Right.
But he's going to be putting some on in Liberty, Mississippi. Not Liberty, but Gallman and Raleigh, Mississippi, that's coming up this year, plus I think he's got about 80 that he had booked for this year already. And if you get a chance to go to one of his rodeos, you know, step out there and see him, and because he's got some impressive stock out there and puts on a real good show.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Sneaky, the boss is taking a break. You want to take a break, and let's listen to a little bit of music and refill the water glasses, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
That'll work for me.
Sound good to you? Let's do it then, buddy.
All right.
Bye, bad head.
That one caught me off guard there. We're back on with the Making Eight radio program, and I'm trying to get everybody back up here.
Well, Rip, when the song music stops, stop bobbing the head, okay?
Well, that's what I was doing. I was dancing around the living room, and it ended a little bit sooner than what I thought.
I didn't even know that.
That is definitely what the problem was. He was running around bobbing his head just like the music said. So we got to keep our eye on him too now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I need to correct myself on something. Yeah, I was talking about Chuck Sullivan. He is him and Shelby Reardon own BNS Rodeo Company. They were the Tri-State Stock Contractor of the Year for 2006 and 2007. So, you know, that tells you just what kind of stock that these guys have got if you go to a B&S rodeo.
Right, right. And that's one of the points that we're trying to bring out on this show, too, you know, that these smaller guys, the bigger stock starts out somewhere, learning, just like the cowboys and the cowgirls start out in National Little Britches High School Rodeo. You know, they've got to start somewhere, and these smaller shows, and we keep saying smaller shows, and I know that's not fair, but that's the only word I can think of to say it. At these smaller shows, you can see some dadgum good bucking stock, man.
That's right. And just throwing some kudos out to Chuck and Shelby, they've got the 2007 Bucking Bull of the Year. They had the 2006 Saddle Bronc of the Year. So, you know, these guys, you know, they're not the what you see on PBR, but they've got some great stock out there, you know, that's here in the state of Mississippi.
Right.
And, you know, just to throw a kudo for the state of Mississippi in there, you know. But, you know, and it's all over the country. You've got stock contractors like that.
Well, yeah, and while you're throwing kudos out to stock contractors, I'm on the SSBR website right now, and a friend of mine is a stock contractor, Spencer Robinson. I saw on here somewhere, of course, now that I want to talk about it, I'm having trouble finding it, and they had his mug shot out there by it and everything. But Spencer is from up, he's actually from over in Alabama. He's planning on moving over to Mississippi the last time I talked to him. But he had like the Bucking Bull of the Year, I believe, in SSBR, Deja Blue, or I believe was the bull's name, 444 Deja Blue, I saw on the website. You know, so there's some good stock that comes out of this part of the country also.
Yeah, and Tony Sharp. You know, he's a Mississippi stock contractor that has bulls in the PBR finals and has had bulls in the NFR. You know, he's another great stock contractor, you know, out of Mississippi, you know, that a lot of people wouldn't know.
Right. Scott, you still in there with us, buddy?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm definitely with you guys. Just enjoying you guys talking. Of course, I know Sneaky trying to you know, get his kudos in for Mississippi. So, we won't forget about those Mississippi Cowboys either. We know there's a lot of great cowboys and stock contractors and really a lot of stock that comes out of that area as well. But, I'll tell you what, guys, I'm just you know, I'm floating right now on cloud nine, man. Just to be able to take part in the events that we've been able to do and the events that we have coming up, you know, we're going to do our first full tailgate party with what we have right now, this Sunday. And man, I'm excited about it. I know that you guys are going to be out at these SSBR events over there in Mississippi this weekend, and I think we are going to have a lot of rodeo to talk about when we all get together. And, you know, this is the place we're going to do it. And, we're just going to work on getting these fans on our program. We're going to get these riders on our program. So, we'll get involved, get them into our chat room during the week, get them to email us, get them involved, because, without the fans, we don't have a sport. We just got a bunch of cowboys sitting on a fence post waiting to jump on some crazy bull.
That's right. Hey, Scott, I'm on our blog talk website. I don't know if you're on there yet or not, the chat site. I've got someone that's listening to us that's talking about Southern Rodeo Association.
Okay.
It's a good small association, too, talking about Ken Treadway. Now, I think I've heard of Southern Rodeo Association before, but I've definitely heard of Ken Treadway, and they're talking about that he has an awesome string of bucking stock. And
if this
listener wants to call in and talk to us about it, we'd be more than happy to have you. 646-915-9940. 646-915-9940. If you want to call in and talk to us about it, be more than happy to. We got about 13 minutes left in the show, and we'll probably let you talk the whole 13 minutes. I'm not trying
well,
to gear you off or anything, but
you know that's not true, Rip, because you know you're going to talk his ear off just as much. But
that's
you know
true.
What? You're right, though, on Ken Treadway's bulls. I've actually been on a lot of them throughout the throughout my years of riding. Had the opportunity to ride for at a lot of their events. He does have some good stock, and they're definitely one of those associations that we should definitely mention. So I'm actually just trying to pull up their schedule right now. They do a lot of co-sanctioning with the NCA, and as well as which is the National Cowboy Association, as well as the IPRA, and that's where I ran across a lot of them because I did have my IPRA card. So they're definitely worth mentioning.
Right.
Yeah, and Ken's actually second generation stock contractor.
He is.
His father Ernie Treadway was one that actually, started the business, and then Ken has took over from him.
Yeah, you would be right, Sneaky. I can't believe it. You know, some of his 2 cents was actually worth something. Good Lord, man, we've been waiting on it. It finally showed up, so I'm proud of you, man. We got some information from Sneaky tonight, so I'm impressed.
Well, there's a reason I remember Mr. Ernie. He used to pop a whip when the bulls would come out, and he accidentally caught me one time with a whip. So, I remember Mr. Ernie from way back.
Okay.
Telling off on my age here.
That was just 1 or 2 years ago, huh?
Yeah, just a couple of years ago.
Well, as far as that goes, it's going to make me feel older, too, because Ernie Treadway was still hauling bulls when I was in the circuits, both Ernie and Ken were running these SRA associations with doing the co-sanctioning and all that. So, they were both part of it when I was around riding.
Yeah, and they're a nice group of people, too, if you ever get a chance to sit down and talk to them.
Scott, I know you've been down with the SSBR this weekend. You got any news you can let us in on, or are we going to have to wait a little while, or what, man? You're killing us. We're 10 minutes left in the show, and you've told us some stuff, but you hadn't told us what we want to hear. Or you going to make us wait it out another week?
What is it y'all want to know? I mean, really, we had a chance to sit down and talk with them. We're still waiting on the full, the full deal to be established between Make It 8 and the SSBR. So that's still coming. But we have signed on some members now. We've got some team members, and I was handing out applications tonight as well to get some more members who are part of the SSBR. But, you know, we certainly got, you know, we've got a lot coming down the road here. It's getting big, and it's getting big in a hurry. So, you know, we've got these deals lined up. Like I said, as soon as I get off the phone with the president, you know, which definitely I was expecting it to be tonight. Hopefully it'll be tomorrow. We'll get this thing lined up. And you know, in the words of one of my mentors, I guess you could say, old Vern, who's the PR guy for the SSBR, we're going to saddle this horse. So y'all just hang tight. It's coming.
Good deal.
All right, we're looking forward to it. We were hoping we were going to have some news tonight. Scott Sneaky, want to remind everybody about the show. I don't know if y'all are looking at the blog chat or not, but I'm chatting. That's what's wrong with me. I'm typing and trying to talk at the same time. Listener on here that's yeah, I'm multitasking. Got a listener on here that their comments are basically they're really enjoying the show, shocked that they found it, and they're going to try to call in on the next show. So just to let them know, the next show is going to be Sunday at 1:30 Central Time. Don't know what time zone they're in, but we'd love to have them call us on Sunday.
Let's not forget, that's going to be 2:30 Eastern Time.
2:30 Eastern, 1:30 Central. I'm good up until the Central Time Zone. If you live out either one of those two, I can't help you.
Well, that's going to be 11:30 for our California friends. They're running about 2 hours behind us.
All right. I was typing again, y'all. Y'all have to bear with me. I'm bringing listeners in over here.
There you go. We're awful quiet.
Scott, did you see any good bull rides while you were at the practice field?
You know what? I actually did. I actually saw a couple really good bull rides. You know, some of the riders that are new, like I said, were getting on, and they were getting it done. I mean, even in their first rounds. You know, some of them only been on a handful of bulls, but saw a lot of veteran cowboys get on some of the ranker bulls there, and, you know, I'll tell you what, last night, more so, Corey Costa's bulls down at Remington Roughstock. He had a lot of bulls, a few of them turned right back into chutes. Really good bulls that anybody would want to get on. So, you know, if you guys are interested, you know, make sure that, you know, that you guys get involved with that. If you're around the Florida area, want to hit a practice pen, get in contact with us, and we will get you in contact with Corey, or we'll get you in contact with CJ, get you out some of their places to get on some bulls.
Let me ask you this. Who is fighting bulls at these pens this week?
There's a few amateur ones, you know, that are getting out there. They actually had a lot of up-and-comers as far as their bullfighters go. Some of the veteran bullfighters are actually hanging out more so outside the arena, giving them pointers on how to do it. But, you know, of course, that's where they're going to get their practice as well. I wish if you'd have told me to grab their names, I probably would have, Sneaky, but you know me with my short mind as well. Must have been one too many bulls. I forgot to write it down.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I like to hear about the up-and-comers, too. I mean, some of these younger guys that are out there, you know, they impressed me. I saw a couple of brothers here in right here in my hometown here in Purvis last year. And, you know, these two young guys, I mean, they've got the grit. I mean, they was in there on those bulls' heads and working the hang-ups. I mean, to me, they look like veterans, and you wouldn't have believed that they wasn't but 18 and 19 years old, and they was actually working a rodeo.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sneaky, I'm gonna brag about some of the bullfighters that they had out there in the pens last night. Some of the lines that they were cutting, and let me tell you, they really pulled a couple cowboys out of there. You know, that really had a chance to get a shot. You know, they of course, those bullfighters, they're my best friends in that arena. You know, and they sure did save them Cowboys a few times out there, just by cutting the right lines, getting in front, and drawing that attention away from that rider. They did an outstanding job. So I definitely tip my hat to those fellows. They, you know, I was glad to watch that. It was exciting.
Well, is Rip still tapping on us?
No, I'm listening to y'all talk, but I've made a friend on here, and oh man, we've got another listener. Just want to let you know, the guys know that I'm enjoying the show out here on the West Coast. All right, barrel racing, crazy.
There
we
go.
A listener out on the West Coast.
That wouldn't be Crystal, would it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly who it is, isn't it?
That's Sweet Cheeks, yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, there we go. I'm going to tell you, the switchboard just blacked out on me again. I got it back up now, though. I'm doing pretty good. Scott, one thing I was wanting to ask you were talking about Remington Roughstock a while ago in the arena that y'all were at. One of the arenas that they go to, and I'm not sure which one it is, they have a mud pit there. Did you see anything about a mud pit while you were at this one arena?
No, I sure didn't. I didn't see anything down that way. Now, I know down at Corey's place, down there at Rooming Roughstock, their arena is actually in the pasture where the cattle, you know, spend their time. So, there might have been a pit down there somewhere. I just didn't get a chance to see it because by the time I pulled up there, we were under the lights.
Right. Well, and talking with Chrissy, she has told me something about a mud pit that they fill up with water and, you know, they get out there and play in the mud and all that. So we may need to do some tailgating at that thing too.
Well, you know what? I did have an opportunity to talk with Corey and, down there at Remington, and he is really excited about what we're doing. And hopefully he's going to have a chance to listen to this show. Hopefully he'll understand what we're really wanting to do, and that's bring these fans down there and fill his bleachers with a lot of the fans down there. So we will certainly be down there. And I'll tell you what, I do have an extra spare bedroom there for you, Rip. Now, Sneaky, I think we're just going to stick him outside. I don't know, unless we can hose him down, because he told me he only showers once a week. So, but if we can get you fellas down this way, enjoy some of this sunshiny weather, we will most certainly get down there to some of their rodeos.
I've got no opposition to that whatsoever. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'd like to get down there to the warmer weather myself.
All right, guys, look, we're working on 2 minutes remaining in the show right now. No callers on the line. Anything else y'all want to talk about before we start wrapping this one up, putting all the stock back up in the feed pits and everything? We need to get it out now.
Well, I'll tell you what, fellas, I just want to say that I really enjoyed having you guys on. Really taking care of business, running the show while I was out there hitting up these rodeos. I know y'all are kicking yourselves in the dirt, you know, and wondering why the boss is out there, or the quote unquote boss, your version of the boss, knowing full well that and Rip can side with me on that too. That you know, is always that strong cowgirl behind that cowboy running the show. So you know, but. Most definitely, you guys are what makes this show work, and I'm proud to have you guys part of the team.
Proud to be here. Proud to be here.
Yeah, glad you let us come on in here and have a good time.
All right, fellas. Well, hey, I'm gonna drop off here. I got to go tend to some feeding myself, but we will catch up with you guys on Sunday, 2:30 Eastern time. We're gonna be live from Fellsmere, Florida. So y'all get a grip, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Y'all have a great
one. Good one
till next time.
Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, hey. Dixie was a lady and a rodeo queen. Billy was a lover, oh, you know what I mean. Billy rode the bulls in a big rodeo. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Dixie loved a man and she told him so. Brought a bad bull to the
a big rodeo. Said he killed a man out of New Mexico. 67 Billy, please don't go. Don't ride that killer in the rodeo. You're the only man I love. I need you so. Billy, he looked at Dixie, looked her right in the eye. Said, I'm a wild bull rider and I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I ride wild bull just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me. Billy rode that killer out of New Mexico. He rode across the Rockies through the rain and the snow. Rode across the desert to the shining sea. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Rode across the water out to Hawaii. Aloha, aloha, hey. Aloha, aloha, hey. Billy rode that bull around the world and then he rode him out to Jupiter and back again. Picked up Dixie, away they did fly. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. Like a shooting star sailing through the sky. And I could hear Billy say, he said, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter of wars. Be from Oklahoma than the nebulous stars. Spend a lot of time in some honky-tonk bars. From Memphis to the China Sea. Yeah. From Memphis to the China Sea. And I'm a wild bull. And I love my rodeo. I'd ride that bull to hell and back for the money and the show. Yeah, my pack of wolves, pistol, I'm the son of a gun. Ride wild bulls just to have some fun. And the higher they get is a little too low for me. Said the higher they get is a little too low for me.